Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is the Guy or Cook Report, and I've said it many times. I'll say it again. If it isn't tested, it doesn't work. I don't care what it is. If it's somebody else's work, test it. I recently recorded an episode, and I talked about a tool called Broken Link Check, and guess what? It's not 100%. There's some of the results that it gives saying that this link was broken was, in fact, not a broken link. And the one I am talking about was one that went to a Facebook profile for a friend that from New York. And that's how I know that it wasn't 100%. So I made a video real quick. I've got it in the show notes. If you go to the guyorcookreport.podbean.com, there's a link there for if it isn't tested, it doesn't work. And that's got the video on how the broken link check works. Okay, using the online broken link checker, you go to brokenlinkcheck.com, and as you can see where it says free check for broken links, I put in the URL of the guyorcookreport.podbean.com, right? Click on find broken links, and then this dialog comes up. Find your URL is entered there, and then you type in the security code, like so, and bazinga. Find broken links now, and it'll start percolating to find broken links. There won't be too many in the first few web pages. I try to do a pretty good job with the Guy or Cook Report. Now, you'll see some coming up there, and when it says bad host, that means that domain has gone away for whatever reason. But I think I'm pretty proud of the fact that I checked a couple hundred links there, and 95 plus web pages, and found 4 broken links. 2 of them were sites that had gone away. The other 2, the 404s, I think those pages don't exist anymore. I just haven't caught up with my bad self and eliminated them. So there you have it. That's how you use the broken link check that they talked about in that post. And now we'll go back to the episode. And it's free to use. There is a premium version that you can buy, and I'm not selling it. I'm not going to use it, but have a look. And remember to test your work before you make it public. Okay? I want to thank all the patrons that support the Guy or Cook Report. And at this point, I'm going to say those 3 magic words. Yep, it's a wrap.